From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to Let the Bible Speak. We count it a privilege to have you with us today. In just a few minutes, you'll hear a message from God's Word brought by Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Returning to his studies in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, Dr. Cairns begins a message entitled, Christ Selecting and Directing His Disciples. In Luke chapter 9, verses 57 through 62, Christ sets forth the cost of discipleship. As we'll see, this is a call to total commitment. First, with today's hot topic, Dr. Cairns comments on That Was the Year That Was.
For years, the BBC carried a program at the end of each week that took a satirical look at the events of the week. They called it That Was the Week That Was. I have no particular aim to be satirical, but on this last day of 2007, I want to take a quick look back at this old year. As usual, it has been a year of scandal in both church and state. Washington has limped from one moral scandal to another, and we have been constantly lectured by either immoral or amoral politicians on what the moral values of the nation ought to be. More serious, however, have been the scandals that have rocked the church. Ted Haggard, leader of the National Association of Evangelicals, brought shame not only on himself, but on the cause of Christ, both by his sodomite activity and even more by his blatant hypocrisy in leading an anti-sodomite crusade while he was a practicing sodomite. He has professed repentance, but has, in my opinion, been far too quick at imagining that he can resume any place of trust or appeal as he has done for financial support in his endeavors. Rick Warren brought shame of another kind. He went to Syria, one of the world's foremost sponsors of terrorism, and, while bad-mouthing the United States, spoke well of the dictatorial Syrian regime and its policy of religious toleration. Instead of apologizing for his abject folly, Warren has rather engaged in a running battle with the journalist who did most to expose his shameful actions. Warren has made a habit of apologizing for other people's sins, for example, those of the Crusaders, but seems incapable of recognizing his own. Then there's the scandal of the joint husband and wife pastors of a mega ministry who are getting divorced and remaining in their joint positions. Add to these shameful events the continuing scandals of charismatic TV charlatans who bilk gullible people out of huge amounts of money to fund their own worldly lifestyles, preachers who routinely lie about non-existent miracles they have performed, and then the growing sellout of many major denominations that have moved toward accepting homosexuals in their ministry. And you will see that 2007 has been a year of shame. But that's not the whole story. Millions of godly believers have carried on their faithful witness for Christ. Across the world, faithful churches have stood fast for the faith once delivered to the saints. Courageous Christians have endured bitter persecution, and many have stood firm in the face of imprisonment or even death. This year has seen some great answers to prayer for persecuted believers, as some have gained freedom from prison or even death sentences. Millions of lost souls have been won for Christ. The gospel has made some dramatic advances. God's program for the ages is still on track, and we are privileged to be a part of it. I thank all of you who have stood with us, prayed for us, and in many ways supported this radio ministry. I rejoice with those of you who have been saved or blessed through our ministry. In many years for us, 2007 has been a year of challenge and yet a year of progress. Don't be discouraged by scandals in church and state. Don't be cast down by evil tidings of the devil's attack. The Lord is on the throne, and he's working all things after the counsel of his sovereign will. That's the real meaning and message of 2007. That was the year that was.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the life of the Apostle Peter. The articles will be both informative and inspirational. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and we invite you to join us on our website this week.
The Lord Jesus Christ neared the end of his earthly ministry. It's obvious that he placed a more and more evident emphasis upon his disciples and the role that they would play. To the Lord Jesus, the disciples were much more than mere companions as he walked and worked among men. They were that, but they were much more. To him, the disciples were what I would call troops in training. In many ways, their 3 years with Christ were an extended boot camp for the rest of their lives as they served the Lord Jesus Christ in various parts of the world. And so as the time of their deployment for service approached, the Lord Jesus began to emphasize more and more powerfully the role that they would have in his service. Thus, from these last few verses in Luke chapter 9, right through the 42 verses of Luke chapter 10, the thread that connects the various events that are there recorded is the theme of discipleship. We read this morning at the end of Luke chapter 9 of three men, each of whom had to face the challenge of being a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the first 16 verses of chapter 10, we read of how the Lord Jesus sent out 70 disciples and gave them clear commands as to what he wanted them to do. Then in the verses that follow, from verse 17 and onwards, we read of the return of the 70. And how that the Lord Jesus, in the midst of their rejoicing, issued to them a startling warning. A warning, I think, that when we read, we too often overlook. Then, in the passage we omitted reading this morning, We have the parable of the Good Samaritan and what called it forth. I think the Good Samaritan may well be called the ultimate disciple. If you want to know what a disciple really is and how he operates, then you read the story of the Good Samaritan, who is not, let me emphasize, a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is quite normal in reading that story to see parallels with the greater service of Christ. That should not surprise us, because the service of a disciple should mirror that of his Savior. But the Good Samaritan is not a parable about the work of Christ preeminently. It is a parable about the work of a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then, as we read at the end of Luke chapter 10, we have a heartsome story about Mary and Martha in their own home. And as you look into that home, there you learn the inmost secret of being a disciple of the Lord Jesus. Now, here you have an array of narratives. Every one of them in its place would repay the closest attention in its own right. But I'm not looking at these narratives as stories in themselves. We're looking at the biography of the Lord Jesus. We're seeing the life of the Savior on earth unfold before us. We're learning more about Him through these various things. And as we do that this morning, what I want us to do is to consider a very far-reaching truth and think upon how the Lord Jesus Christ directs His disciples into effective spiritual service. That's what these varying narratives are all about. How Christ directs His selected disciples into spiritual service that will be effective for Him. Now, at the end of Luke chapter 9, the first thing we learn is this, that the Lord Jesus sets forth the cost of discipleship, a cost that He expects His disciples to pay. We read there of three men. It's interesting that two of those men came forth as volunteers. Two of them said, "Lord, I will follow Thee." The third one didn't. To him the Lord Jesus went, issuing the command and the call, "Follow Me." Now, these three men seem to have something in common. And I think this is why these stories are rather cryptically, or maybe better, the proper term would be elliptically recorded here. In other words, there's a lot more here than the actual words at first glance would convey. But all these three men have one thing in common, and that is they are men with divided hearts. I think it is obvious that in each one of them there was in the heart some interest in Christ, some interest in following Christ. But yet, side by side with that, there was in the heart something that was averse to following Christ. So that there was, as they faced the challenge, in each of these men, a division of heart. The first man appears to be a man who came responding rather rashly, quickly, shallowly to Jesus Christ. A character who appears to have been easily moved, quick to speak. He takes shallow feelings as if they were deep. And so very rashly he comes and he says, Lord, I'll follow you. And he goes on to say, I will follow you wherever you go. Doesn't matter to me. I'm ready. The Lord Jesus, by his answer, exposes his heart. Says, the foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests. I have no place on earth to call my own. I have no place to lay my head. That's the price for you if you're going to follow me. He had not counted the cost. And there is a cost to discipleship. The second and third men appear to be people who may have known a little or might have known a little about the cost, but they were not willing to pay it. There's something very strange about the second man who hears the call and the command, follow me. And he says, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. That has always perplexed me a little. First of all, if his father was deadly ill, or if he had actually reached the place where he was dead, given that the Jews buried very quickly, what on earth was he doing away from home at that time? Something strange about that. If his father was on the point of death or was suffering from some great illness, and he's got the Lord Jesus there, why on earth did he not ask what even a Roman centurion in the faith to ask? Lord, speak the word and he'll be healed. Or even if he was dead, speak the word and he'll rise. There's no thought of seeing Christ at work. Some people think that he was talking about making the extended time of Jewish mourning while the funeral would take place quickly. The mourning could go on for a very long time. Making that the excuse not to follow Christ. There was a price to pay. The next fellow was much the same. Again, there's more than doing what Elisha did, going back home to put his house in order and say goodbye to the friends and the folks. There's much more. There is the idea of making them the excuse not to respond to the call of Christ. You see, when it comes to discipleship, there is a cost, and for many people, any excuse will do. The response of Christ is very, very revealing, because it's clear from his statements that he is setting himself forth as a master to be followed at all costs and at any cost. The naked truth is this: when the Lord Jesus Christ confronts a person, when a person comes under the influence of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the call is imperious. It takes precedence over every other consideration, and the Lord Jesus Christ demands immediate, total, unwavering, unquestioning submission to him. He is not a negotiator. He is a creator, savior, redeemer, and Lord. And he says, follow me wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly, with total commitment. Wherever I may go, wherever I may lead, whatever I may call upon you to do, I want you to follow me. When you stop to think of it, there could be no safer path on earth. There could be no better path on earth. There could be no surer path on earth. There can be no more blessed path on earth. Oh, it is not a bed of roses that the Savior promises. He does say there is a cost involved. But he says, I am there. Follow me.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.